Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter-Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this.
This is the Wanna Be Minimalist Show with Deanna Yates, episode number 27. On today's episode, we are getting super practical and tossing the clutter. In fact, I'll give you a list of over 100 items that you can declutter in the next hour that you won't even miss. It's all about ripping off the band-aid, so to speak, and getting your house decluttered as quickly as possible so that you have some breathing room. How nice does that sound? Hey there, wannabe minimalist friends. Welcome back to the show. As always, I'm your host, Deanna Yates. On today's episode, we are getting down to business and tossing a lot of stuff that you don't even need. Look, I get it. Decluttering feels like a chore. And just like my daughter doesn't want to do the boring stuff, we push back too. But we know better. Having a home you enjoy spending time in, especially now that we're all home so much more, is critical to your well-being. So put on your big girl panties, fill up your mug with coffee, and let's get down to business. I'm breaking this list down into 10 spaces in your home to make it even easier for you. That means you only have to find 10 items in each space to get rid of. We're taking away the excuses. You don't have to feel stuck anymore, and no prep is needed. Okay, maybe you have to grab a garbage bag or a laundry basket, but that's it. You have everything you need to get started right now. And if you're serious about it, I doubt it will even take you an hour. Let's make this a game and get the whole family involved. After all, if you're anything like me, you are still looking for things to fill up these long days that don't involve sitting in front of the TV or playing games on the iPad. So challenge your kids and your partner to see who can find 10 items in each room first. The hidden bonus here, of course, is that you'll get rid of way more than 100 items. Booyah! All right, so let's start with room number one, your closet. If you've heard me talk about decluttering before or joined my 21-day decluttering challenge in the past, you know that I love starting in the closet. It's because it's a pretty easy place to see the items that you wear or use versus those you don't. Plus, I'm going to go pretty easy on you here and let you pick from anything in just your closet. If you can get your partner or kids on board and they declutter their things, you'll get extra credit, bonus points, and gold stars. So dig in. Purge at least 10 items from your own closet or your dresser. This could be clothing, shoes, accessories, undergarments, purses, bags, coats, whatever items you no longer wear. Or better yet, those things that make you cringe just a little bit when you pick them up. Come on, you know we all have them. Those are the best things to let go of. Room number two, your bathroom. This is another room that you can earn extra credit in, as I'm only asking you to declutter your bathroom. Get your family to join in the fun and numbers will start adding up. So things you can let go of in your bathroom include expired medication, old makeup, hairbrushes with bristles missing, empty bottles of shampoo or lotion, frayed towels, trial products you don't like, and of course, anything you don't actually use or need anymore. This is also a good time to remind yourself to actually use the items that you are saving for a special occasion. Now is a good time to allow yourself to indulge. So use up that face mask and have a spa day, with or without your kids, and burn that candle that you've been saving. Feel free to repeat the process with each bathroom in your home for more gold stars. Room number three, it's time for your kitchen. Dun, dun, dun. All right, maybe a little dramatic. But you've gotten a couple rooms under your belt, so let's just say that our warm-up is done. And before you tell me that you just can't find anything in your kitchen to declutter because you're cooking every meal from home right now, I want to challenge you to dig a little deeper. Now that you have become better acquainted with your kitchen, it should be even easier to see what you do and do not use on a regular basis. Let's toss at least 10 things you no longer need or use. Now, these are things like duplicate small appliances or things that only do one thing when you have something else that can do that job for you. Anything that's broken, outgrown kid items like sippy cups, bottles, plastic cups from restaurants, any duplicates you have, wooden spoons that are cracked, you have chipped dishes, old grimy towels, and anything else you just don't need. I promise there is something in your kitchen that you can live without. Okay, now that we're over the shock of our kitchen, let's move on to our pantry, room number 4. Okay, so the pantry at my house really is just a tall cupboard. But for the sake of this show, I'm going to call it a room. Now, some of you are lucky enough to have walk-in pantries, and I'm also going to go ahead and group all food items into pantry. So that means go through your refrigerator, your freezer, your pantry, and anywhere else you keep food and purge 10 items that are either moldy, freezer burned, expired, anything you know that you or your family won't eat. Now, while you're at it, if you have any non-expired, non-perishable food items that your family just won't consume, maybe they just don't like them or there's an ingredient in there that they just can't eat, please consider donating these items to the local food pantry. Thank you. Okay, room number 5. We're moving on to our office and paper stuff. Well, this one might cue the dun 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 for a lot of you, but maybe you don't have an office. I don't either, but the idea here is to declutter 10 paper items that you no longer need. Now, this should be really simple. You can probably turn your head to the right or the left of you at this very minute and find 10 paper items to toss. Yes, I'm only asking you to purge 10 paper items, but feel free, of course, to get more gold stars and do more if time allows. Now, just don't get bogged down by your papers. I'd rather you toss the first 10 things you see and get moving on to the next 5 areas. If you're stuck and need help, some ideas for where to find papers to toss can be all of those sheets plastered on the refrigerator, the piles on your counter, your desk, or your dining table, all the sticky note reminders around your home, and even in your filing cabinet. Any piece of paper is fair game to toss in the recycle bin. So, how are you feeling? We're halfway done. And if you're following along, you have already decluttered 50 plus items. See, decluttering doesn't have to be hard and overwhelming. All right, let's get on to the next 5 areas and get this wrapped up. I'm switching to areas because the next categories, they probably don't really have a room of their own.
We live in San Diego and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
They're located in multiple rooms, all right? Okay. Area number 6, toys and games. Now, hopefully your kids have decided to join you in the game of decluttering today, because we are moving on to 10 of their items. If you need help getting your kids on board, episode number 26 of this show has some great advice for helping your kids learn how to declutter, even if they are very sentimental. I highly suggest you give it a listen, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. With your child's help, find 10 items they no longer play with or they've outgrown. Now, even older kids and adults have their own version of toys. I mean, think gaming systems, sporting equipment, collections, you know, that kind of stuff. Another area that works here are board games, card games, puzzle books, and knickknacks from parties and goodie bags. I know we haven't had a lot of that stuff coming into our homes, but we probably still have a bunch that are there from before. All right. Area number 7, we're moving on to bookshelves. Now, don't spend too much time fretting over your bookshelves. Items you can declutter here include books you've read, books you know you'll never get around to reading, old magazines, cookbooks, decorative items, and old candles. This might also be an area where you find old CDs or DVDs or, heaven forbid, VHS tapes. Now, with most songs you've ever wanted to hear available on Spotify or YouTube, and so many movies and TV shows available on demand, there are very few CDs and DVDs that we've kept. and those we did keep are in a sleeved carry case without the original exterior packaging. We've kept the discs and tossed the rest. Area number 8, hobby or craft room. Now, do you have a craft room or another area in your home dedicated to your hobbies? Now is the time to find 10 items to declutter from here. Purge your extra fabric, yarn, photos, scrapbook supplies, tools, baking or cupboard gadgets if you skipped over them in the kitchen, canning supplies, paint, or any other items you just don't need. Now, most adults I know have some sort of hobby that accumulates extra stuff. Even if it's reading books electronically or watching TV, you can go through your digital library or DVR and clear off 10 items. There's no excuse here. Just find 10 things that are taking up your mental clutter and get rid of them. Area number 9, storage. Whoa, this is a huge space, and it's so easy to get lost down the rabbit hole here. Now, in fact, because there is usually such a large amount of stuff in these spaces, we feel paralyzed to do anything about them. And that's why your assignment is only to find 10 things to toss. I am not asking you to clear it all out or even dig down to the depths. I'm asking you to find 10 things you no longer use or need, things that are broken, things you know you will never actually get to using, and let them go. It's time to free up your space and free yourself from the guilt. Now, your gold star for this one comes from cleaning 10 items from each of your storage spaces. So spaces like your garage, basement, attic, entry closet, junk drawer, anywhere you stash your things to deal with at another time. Now, this is that time. And our final area number 10 is your choice. I am leaving this final space to clear out up to you. It's free choice. Everyone's home is unique and we are all faced with our own challenges. So I encourage you to pick a room or an area that drives you just a little nuts and declutter 10 items that you can live without. So let me give you some examples so I don't leave you hanging. Maybe it's the linen closet, the mudroom, your bedroom, the entryway, or your living room. Perhaps it's your junk drawer or filing cabinet. If you're struggling to find a space to tackle, go ahead and clear out your holiday decorations. The truth is, it's easy enough to find at least 10 non-needed items from any one of those places. And that's it. We've gone through 10 rooms or areas in your home and decluttered 10 items from each space. If you followed along, you've gotten rid of or set aside 100 items that you can live without. 100 things. Toss the garbage, recycle what you can, and donate the rest. Now, you can also give any suitable items to your kids and let them go wild. See what kind of creations they can make up with your old clutter. Now, be cool and create a makerspace in your home where your kids are free to do whatever they want with the supplies you give them. We are all in need of new ways to play, and these new supplies might be just what your kids need to spark their imagination. All right, now I'm going to be honest for a minute. Will decluttering 100 items magically transform your home into the place you are envisioning in your head? Of course not. But I promise it will change your life. Not overnight, and not in some woo-woo way. Instead, saying goodbye to these 100 items will shift your mindset. And it's going to give you willpower. It will make you a person of action, and you will see that you can live without these extra things that you're holding on to just in case. It stops you from saying, "I'll do it later," and it gets you started. And by the way, I feel like we are living in that just in case phase. I have never spent this much time in my home. And so if there's something that I'm not using right now, while my family is in isolation, then it's probably safe to say that I do not need it. I encourage you to listen to this episode again and challenge yourself to another 100-item purge next week. Or cycle back through your rooms and areas even sooner if you're up for it. Over time, you will notice a big difference in your home. A big difference. Even better, you're going to build up those decluttering muscles and you're going to develop the habit of tossing things out of your home when they're no longer needed. You won't save them up for later. Yep, it's gonna feel amazing. So what are you waiting for? Now, I really want to know what crazy things you find during your 100-item declutter. Hop on over to my free Wannabe Minimalist group on Facebook and let me know. Introduce yourself and tell us all about what you're letting go of today. We really want to cheer you on as a community. The group is totally free, and you can find us by searching on Facebook for Wannabe Minimalist or by clicking on the link in the show notes. And that just about wraps it up for this episode of the Wannabe Minimalist Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and if you liked what you heard, I would be absolutely delighted if you would leave a review on iTunes, and while you're there, please take a second to subscribe to be notified of new episodes. Okay, I promise I am almost done. Be sure to join us later this week for another guest podcast. This time, we will be discussing the flat surface decluttering rule, and it is filled with so many great tips and advice from someone who has been there, done that, and overcome their clutter. You will not want to miss it. I'll see you then.